Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us anywhere in the world online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Myra Olson. She is the Education Coordinator for the Jamestown Arts Center. And Myra, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Love to have you on. And being the Education Coordinator, we're getting close to back to school, and parents are wondering what their kids are going to be doing after school. And we have the perfect thing for these kids. This thing is called the Arts After School Program. And for those parents maybe who haven't heard about that, Myra, anything like that, would you mind explaining what the Arts After School is?
You bet. The Arts After School Program is actually a program that started back in the 90s. And what we do is we have an art program at the Arts Center in which the kids are picked up after school from their respective schools. They're picked up by the busing service here in town, and they're brought to the Arts Center. When they get to the Arts Center, I feed them a healthy snack, a nutritious snack, and then we get right to it. And we do a lot of different art projects. Some of them are things that they can complete in one day. Some of them are things that we work on for several days. Different sessions, we run different sessions, and we change out the topics every 2 weeks approximately. Okay.
I do have to stress too, Myra, because individuals will hear arts after school, they'll think the kids will come, they'll get a snack, they do some painting, they'll do kind of whatever they want, but these things are very organized and everything's kind of set, and there's different themes to each week that you have planned, or each 2 weeks.
You bet. We have, you know, right off the bat and stuff this fall, we're going to have nature art, in which we're going to be doing a 3D nature sun catcher.
Oh, that's
awesome. And the kids, you know, the kids that I've kind of showed this and stuff, they're so excited about doing that, and we've got different things going on there.
Okay.
And then we've got, you know, glass on glass mosaics. We're going to be in the clay studio a little bit and do a clay tile. We're going to do a technique called sgraffito clay tile. And so these are things that, you know, it's very set, and the kids actually learn, you know, something about art. So it's much more than painting. Much more than painting.
Well, I mean, and that's the first one that came to mind, because there's different art mediums and different ways that people can create and be artistic. And this is just a great way for them to learn these different areas, maybe find something they can do in their spare time or something else too. But there's so many different courses, and these go, like you said, every 2 weeks roughly. And an individual, if they want to participate in this or they want their kid to participate in this, they don't have to be in there all spring when this thing goes on. They can kind of pick and choose which courses they want their kids to go into, or if their kids are interested in a specific one too, right?
Right, you bet, you bet. You can just register just for the individual session, and that's how this is set up and stuff. You can go online and check out our different sessions, and then go ahead and register for those sessions and stuff that your child is most interested in.
That is awesome. Myra Olson again, Education Coordinator at the Jamestown Arts Center. We're talking Arts After School, and it looks like it starts September 10th, right?
Yes, and that's coming up
that's so
quick.
Fast. Yeah.
I know, but I am so excited.
Yeah.
And you know, last year, it was so unique because I had a lot of kids and stuff, you know, that could just come in for one session or maybe two sessions and stuff. But then last year there was a group of kids that was kind of our core group of kids, and they were there for every session
Sure.
So that was so exciting, and, you know, exciting because you really get to know those kids and you know, from where they start at the beginning of the year to where they end up, you know, artistic wise is so different
stuff.
So they just grow. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So I do have to ask too, Myra, because the Arts Center, a great space for all this to take place, and sometimes the Hanson Center, as you pointed out, there probably is kind of a limit on some of these activities as far as capacity goes, right?
Right, yep. We limit each class, each session to 18.
Okay.
And we just encourage people to, if they see a class that their child is interested in, sign up right away.
Fast, yeah.
Because I tell you what, they fill up pretty quick stuff. So, yep.
So how far out can a individual or can a parent sign up their kids for this? Can they go all the way to December if they wanted
to? You bet. They can go all the way to the end of the school year.
Oh my gosh.
May. So, yep. And that is up online and stuff right now. And they can go on there and check that out and stuff. And if they have any questions, they can give me a call. So
awesome. And that's jamestownarts.com if you want to find that. We'll get your contact information to you at the
end
too, Myra. So Arts After School, get the kids signed up for it. Some great things planned. Like Myra pointed out, nature art, glass on glass mosaics, sgraffito, which I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
It is. Oh my goodness. That's a technique technique and stuff.
Yeah.
I have a lot of kids who came into the art studio or into the clay studio last year.
For sure.
That, you know, you can only make so many bowls and little pinch right. pots yeah. and stuff. This is something that takes this, you know, the clay experience to a whole nother level
right.
because they're learning something very specific and it's just going to be awesome. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Perfect. So if you're interested in the arts after school classes, they have all the different pricing for each of the weeks on Jamestown Arts. Now, a new thing, Myra, that we definitely want to get to is homeschool art classes. Now, we do have a lot of kids in our area that are homeschooled that may miss out on sometimes that art curriculum. And now the Art Center has introduced this homeschool art classes. Tell us about this. This yeah. is so cool.
This is an idea that I had and stuff that is very close to my heart because I actually homeschool my kids.
Really? Okay.
Yep. And I have, but I now have teenagers. And so, but this is a homeschool art class that is geared for kids who are 5 to 18.
Okay.
They can come in and stuff. And it is, the curriculum that I've written for this program and stuff is based on make and take classes. They can come in. We want them, you know, they can pick and choose, again, the sessions,
okay.
you know, that they want to come in for.
Okay.
But it's going to be held the second and fourth Fridays of every single month from 10 a.m. to noon, and we've kept it very reasonable. We've kept okay. it low cost for
awesome.
People who might have multiple children and stuff who want to come to these classes, and we're just going to have a lot of fun this year and stuff doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be amazing, and this is such a great thing that the Art Center does, because you guys also do these other things with the schools where you'll put in artists, like artists in residence will go to right. the schools and do things with the schools too. So you provide kind of that art part of the curriculum for schools as well. So, I mean,
right.
this is just helping out with that even
you
more.
Bet,
so.
You bet. Yeah.
So one more question I did have, yeah. because now you brought up the age of 5 to 18. Is there yep. an age, too, for the, I meant to ask for the
yeah.
arts after school, too?
For arts after school, we want kids who are in 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade.
Okay.
But if I have a younger student, and I had a mom that actually called me this last week, and she has a little 2nd grader.
Okay.
And she wanted this little 2nd grader to sign up for arts after school. This little girl is so excited.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, come on down and let me meet her. Her, you
for
know,
sure.
and see how she is, you know, finger dexterity wise and stuff. And I tell you what, she's going to be a little 2nd grader
oh,
that's going to
awesome.
Be able to take those classes.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Yep.
So that's just kind of like the age group then, 3rd to 6th grade, but kind of
yep.
depending on their experience or their
exactly.
skills and everything.
Exactly.
That is so awesome. Again, Myra Olson, Education Coordinator for the Jamestown Arts Center. So arts after school, homeschool art classes, just some great things happening at the Arts Center come school year, which starts so soon. Myra, is there anything else about the arts after school or homeschool art classes you want to mention or that we may have missed?
Gosh, I think we're okay and stuff
okay.
on that. But, you know, again, if anybody has any questions, they can just give me a call and I'll try to help them out.
Definitely. Myra, let's talk a little bit. You also need to tell us a little bit more about what is happening at the Arts Center or at the Hanson Arts Park on Thursday.
Yes.
There's some good stuff happening.
We are actually going to have, I mean, you know, of course, you know, we have the live music, we have
yep.
the vendors, we have, you know, the food and everything, and that's great. But I tell you what, this week, we are going to have something really extra special. We've had art activities all summer long, you know, for kids and adults. This week, we're going to do a project, and this week and next week, actually.
Okay.
We're going to do a project and stuff that is very close to my heart. I'm a fiber artist, and we are going to be doing a collaborative weaving wall project.
Yeah, describe what that
yeah.
is, because people could be like, what is
what
a
is
weaving
that?
Wall? But this thing is going to be big.
I promise. It's going to be really cool, okay? It is going to be 5 feet long by about 3 feet high, and people are going to be able to come in and weave on this, and we're going to be using fabric scraps and yarn
awesome.
And ribbon, and I've got all kinds of really fun things and stuff that people can weave on this wall. And then when this project is completed, it is going to be hung in the Art Center. So it's going to
awesome.
Be a collaborative project that the whole community can come out and work on
yeah.
together. And you know, it doesn't matter if you are 4 years old or if you're 90 years old, you can come out and you can do this.
Awesome.
So.
Any art experience, no art experience. We just want anybody who sees this to just
you bet.
Jump
you don't,
in.
We you don't have to have any art experience. experience at all, because I guess what? I'm going to be there and I'm going to give a little bit of instruction on how to do this. And I promise it's very simple.
Perfect. So get to the Arts Park this Thursday. Help out with the Weaving Wall. Enjoy some free music, some fun games, art projects, and everything. Goes from 5 to 9. Myra, let's get your contact information, because people probably have questions about either the homeschool art classes, arts after school, or anything else. How are some ways they can get to you?
You bet. My phone number at the Arts Center is 701-251-2496. Okay. And then the website is www.jamestownarts.com.
Perfect. So a couple of ways to get a hold of Myra. Myra, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.